Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now that I have a dog, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Because the dog goes crazy and tries to run out every time we open the door.
Put Linus in the bathroom for Halloween. Put him in the bathroom. Lock him in the bathroom.
Well, Carrie's already locked herself in the bathroom.
Okay. This is what Beluga was doing last night.
Oh.
Clack, 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 clack. Clack, 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 clack. Clack, 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 clack. I'm finally, I cannot watch 60 minutes with this dog who is so out of it, he walks back and forth trying to figure out where he is.
So he's just wandering the house now? The favorite moment I had with Robert getting ready for homecoming, he wanted to wear a white shirt, black pants, and a bow tie. And I said, that's fine.
Oh, man, come on. Can't you steer him away from that?
And I said, what bow tie are you going to wear? He says, I have a black clip-on bow tie. I said, Robert, if you do that, you're going to look like a waiter. Don't do that. And he says, well, what should I do?
If you tie your own, you'll just look like a dork.
That's right. My son, the dork.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Turn up the phones, please.
Okay.
I'm trying my new toy now.
Of course.
I figured out last week. Took me a little.
Phones are engaged, Mike.
This is my new fun thing that I like doing. This is fun. I enjoy this.
Who could we be calling?
It's Outgoing Call Monday.
Hello?
Mrs. O'Mara?
She's not in.
Ouch.
Hi.
What are you doing?
That was a sick burn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I am at Publix looking at center cut bacon, BOGO, baby.
Oh,
nice.
Look at that.
Yeah, well, you know, now that I'm on the MyFitness app today, you know, bacon, I've had 60 calories so far today.
Bacon.
what 60 calories?
A tablespoon of honey for my tea. For my tea, that's it.
Don't you usually get a breakfast, Mike? Like a full
flavor I usually get
breakfast.
I usually get a home cooked breakfast.
Doesn't
before,
the talent while I'm eat doing before my, the show?
Yeah, it usually.
What happened,
it,
otherwise, the talent has a lack of energy.
What happened?
That's a long story. Oscar's referencing the fact that our old producer Lisa Herndon,
yes.
who is a very very energetic young lady, and we were having some sort of promotion in the hallways. And they brought free food in for the listeners, and she went down the hallway screaming, "Don and Mike, eat first."
That's right.
Which is the worst thing you could do to a fat person. You know? So, are you coming home anytime soon?
After I'm done grocery shopping.
Okay, good.
I'm not feeling so well.
How's your cold? I guess I should have asked that first.
Yeah, I'm feeling low energy today.
Yeah,
maybe you need some of that.
Cold.
Need some of that BOGO bacon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yum, yum.
Center cut BOGO bacon.
What's the brand on it?
It's Oscar Mayer.
That's really, that's strong bacon right there.
Quality.
You think so, Rob Spiewak?
I do. For thin cut bacon, that's about the best you can get. Although I'm a thick cut guy, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I love Oscar Mayer. It's my favorite bacon.
Me too.
And you love Oscar too, right?
Yes, of course.
Aww,
Oscar Santana center cut bacon.
All right, well, I was just checking my phone out. And how'd the little guy do? How'd the drop-off do with the little guy?
Not well. He lied to me.
How did he lie? Oh, dear. Hold on. He lied. Wait a minute.
Car.
That requires a sound effect. He lied to you?
Yes. We were in the car, and he said that he has to go to the principal's office when he cries. And I said, well, I'm sure it's not meant to be a punishment. You know, maybe they just don't want you crying around the other kids. And he said, yeah, it's a punishment. I said, really? I said, well, what's the name of the lady that you go to? Who's the principal? She goes, you know, Nicole. I said, okay, well, as soon as we get to school, I'll talk to Nicole about this. And so we get to school, I talk to Nicole, and he said, that's not true.
Oh, no.
So let me see if I've got this straight. He's hating school so much that he's creating narratives to make it sound worse than it is.
It's a scenario of distrust.
Oh,
so,
my God.
There I was with him to my side asking Nicole, you know, hey, what's going on with this? And she's like, nope, he doesn't, it's just not the case.
Hold it. Just let's explore every avenue. Is there anything that Nicole could benefit from covering this up?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No. What do you think her name is? Kavanaugh? come on.
Nicole said, really. I like beer.
Like Nicole's beer. Involved, you're going to take, I like beer.
Hey, Rob, and I still like beer.
Yeah, and I still like beer.
and I still like beer. I
the
like
ultimate.
Beer. He said that?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you didn't see that? This? No, man. I'm
this is all over. This is all over viral videos. Maniac. They've done the thing with Pulp Fiction. Matt Damon played Kavanaugh on Saturday Night Live, which was hysterical.
It was great.
Beer.
And he ended with the ultimate alcoholic switcheroo when he says, and what do you drink? Let's not talk about me. How about you?
Yeah. Great comedy fodder. What happened after you caught him
in
the lie?
Cave?
Oh, he said he lied. He said right away, he's like, you're right. Yep, I lied because I don't want to go to school. He said it right away.
Cave. Oh, man.
That's difficult. Yeah. He doesn't like school. He's like his father. He doesn't like school at all. He doesn't like school.
You didn't even like school when you were like in the preschool and kindergarten age?
I know.
Listen,
all right.
We have to move along. But listen, when you pick him up today, tell him he's not allowed to go to Tobin's house to lift weights and he can't see Squee. He can't see Squee and he just can't.
Are you going to play Devil's Triangle with him tonight?
No more Devil's Triangle?
No more of that.
Devil's Triangle. All right, I love you. Enjoy your shopping trip, and we'll see you later for My Fitness Pal. That's My Fitness Pal, Carla.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. That's her.
All right, phone's working. That's wonderful. Yeah, so Saturday Night Live had Matt Damon play Judge Kavanaugh.
I have a highlight from it. I mean, I wasn't going to play it in the
vault. This is funny. Oscar, this was very funny. I can't believe I missed it.
Were you shocked when he came out?
I wasn't shocked. Saturday Night Live does these massive productions now, so I'm not shocked.
I have to mention this. Remember, this is the episode they had 5 months to write. So don't expect it to be good next week, but it was good this week because they had 5 months to write. Here's Matt Damon as Brett Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh, are you ready to begin?
Oh, hell yeah. Let me tell you this. I'm going to start at an 11. I'm going to take it to about a 15 real quick.
He does the job.
I'm here tonight because of a sham, a political con job orchestrated by the Clintons and George Soros and Kathy Griffin and Mr. Ronan Sinatra. Now, I am usually an optimist. I'm a keg is half full kind of guy. But what I've seen from the monsters on this committee makes me want to puke and not from beer. Dr. Ford has no evidence, none. Meanwhile, I've got these. I've got these calendars. These beautiful, creepy calendars.
That's it. He did the cry so perfect.
It was that good. Yeah. It was that good at the beginning.
Shame on me.
Look, I come from the same area, New England and Matt Damon. We get the whole jock thing. Everybody around the country. It's not New England centric. But the whole jock thing is like Squee and Tobin.
Yeah.
It's just like, but to remember, because I think he's probably got close to a photographic memory type of thing.
Yeah.
Because he's that accomplished academically. You have to have that. You have to have those chops to be able to do that. But the way he referenced, and I've been thinking about it a lot. And what's been nice, I haven't been thinking about it in a depressed way. I've been thinking about it in a comedic way.
Yeah.
And he mentions those jocks. And he sounded like it was last week that he went to Tobin's house to lift weights. It's like, I grew up with these guys. Mm-hmm. I know the jocks. Everybody knows the jocks like that.
Yep.
Where it's Tobin and Squee.
Yeah.
And they tapped into that. So it was big fun. But it doesn't take away from the fact that my wife's getting center cut bacon.
It'll be there soon.
Can I ask a follow up for the lifting weights deal?
Yes. Yes. Go right ahead.
And this isn't a knock. I remember my house was the house to go lifting weights at because my brother had an actual bench in the basement.
Okay.
And right. We'd all go down there, and there wasn't a lot of lifting weights. There was a lot of talking and calling off the rotary phone that my mom had in the basement to see what was going on at other people's houses.
Yeah, it's social.
That's all it
was.
Social.
It's a hangout.
The only place I ever saw real lifting of weights were the people that were actually going to Division I schools, and they were lifting and working out instead of just hanging out and then smoking cigarettes in between sets.
Right. Well, you know what, Oscar, you and I could talk about lifting weights, but if you really want to get to the bottom of who did the most powerlifting in high school, we have to defer to Mr. Rob Spiewak. Rob, when you were in theater arts in school, how many, can you give me your best estimation of how many weights you lifted in high school?
It would have to be an estimate because I was more about the burn than the actual, you know.
More about the burn, yeah. I'm not asking you to be totally specific.
Okay, I can sort of noodle it.
And I'm going to give him the hand cue right now. And be prepared to do your own kicker here.
Okay.
This is what he excels at. So it's about the burn. You don't know you remember specifically, but you know. First of all, where did you lift
We used to lift backstage. We pull the curtain.
Backstage at the theater, at the high school theater.
The James Madison High School Theater. We had a red velvet curtain that we would pull, and it made the stage sort of like a, I like to call it an arena. An arena for lifting, yeah.
Okay.
And while I cannot tell you exactly how much I weighed, I will tell you this.
No, how much weight you lifted, not how much you... The question...
Yeah, how much weight I lifted?
Yes.
Yeah, you were saying how much I weighed.
No.
I want to make sure you understand.
Oh, I understand the notion.
The question was how much weight during high school you lifted. You know, lifted weights, not how much you weighed.
No, I understand that.
Do you understand where we're going with this?
What kind of equipment did you guys use?
Well, the amount of weight that I was able to lift, I want to tell you this.
Okay.
I had all the mascara in my makeup bag, okay?
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Who was this Leonard Zelig? All that was known of him was that he was the son of a Yiddish actor named Morris Zelig. The elder Zelig's second marriage is marked by constant violent quarreling. So much so that although the family lives over a bowling alley, it is the bowling alley that complains of noise. They punish him often by locking him in a dark closet. When they are really angry, they get into the closet with him. On his deathbed, Morris Zelig tells his son that life is a meaningless nightmare of suffering. And the only advice he gives him is to save string. And then, suddenly, increasingly strange behavior.
I'm convinced that it's glandular in nature, and although there's no evidence now of any misfunction, I'm sure that further tests will show a problem in the secretions.
I'm certain it's something he picked up from eating Mexican food.
Now, this patient is suffering from a brain tumor, and I should not be surprised if within several weeks he died. Now, we have not as yet been able to locate the tumor, but we're still looking.
Ironically, within 2 weeks' time, it is Dr. Besky himself who dies of a brain tumor. Leonard Zelig is fine.
Leonard Zelig continues to astound scientists at New York's Manhattan Hospital. He is confronted by two overweight men at the request of the doctors. As the men discuss their obesity, an initially reticent Zelig joins in, swelling himself to a miraculous 250 pounds. What will they think of next?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Oh, yeah.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide-open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please, let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our favorite NorCal realtor, His name, from Northern California, I give you Alex Pat. Woo! Woot! Don't be a rube. Now is the time to buy a home. Hey, interest rates are going to rise by the end of the year. Right now is the best time to buy. According to analysts, they're going to go up, up, up. Everything I'm reading about it indicates that's going to happen.
Sure.
Invest in your future. Let Alexander Papp show you how. He makes it easy from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working you through the home inspections, and even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. And he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
He makes it easy. Wake up and find your dream home. Alexander Papp rated 5 out of 5 stars on all the real estate sites. Alex is ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free. Plus, he loves TMOS. So if you're out there in NorCal and you want to get a commiseration with a guy that loves TMOS as much as you do, just call Alex. Here's his regular phone, his cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal realtor, today at 916-276-2129. BRE 019-86031. Pronto Real Estate. Buy a home and get a Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
So Publix is your go-to grocery store down there?
Oh, most definitely. Yes, absolutely.
I hear they have Publix. Excellent prepared foods.
Now, I'm sure you could look up Publix and probably find a scandal of some kind somewhere, you know, about that. But, yeah, that's the one.
Not Food Lion.
No, Food Lion would have their share of scandal, and I think Safeway would have some bad ink as well.
You know, we rarely talk about the calendar on this show, but it is the first day of October, so we have to say, pumpkin, duh!
Hey, I bought
pumpkin,
one.
I
bought one this weekend.
You bought a pumpkin on October 1st?
No, I bought a pumpkin on September 29th.
Oh, my God.
It was a deal. They had them at Costco. Beautiful. They look like, Mike, the variety I believe you were looking for is the classic jack-o'-lantern pumpkin, the Howden pumpkin.
Isn't it time to just go all plastic these days?
You can't put a candle in plastic.
No, we just plug it in. Lights up.
I analyze my fellow Americans based on IHOP commercials. If you want to see the steady march of dumbing of America, if you want to see the stampede towards the idiocracy that we are heading to in this country, check out the basics of an IHOP commercial where they're selling sugar and flour at an absolute premium, and it's just loaded with pumpkins. Pumpkin spice, pumpkin. We are all becoming more childlike as the stresses. This has been my incredibly dire and dismal prediction for the state of society in the United States for many, many years. As the pressures become greater, as we become less and less able to take care of each other.
Yeah.
We are more and more inclined to get excited about our diversions. Our diversions, the NFL, all sports for that matter, holidays like Christmas and Halloween.
Adult
These
websites.
Are the things. Yeah. Pornography would be a diversion.
I'm telling you.
You know what? Oscar really does keep his eye on the prize, doesn't he?
There is a vitamin D epidemic, and no pun intended. People aren't getting enough sun because they stay in their homes all day doing that.
Video games.
Video games. Right.
And these wonderful little devices are phones that we are so engaged with. We are escaping the only way we can. What we're not doing is we're not propping each other up like back in the day.
Facing the facts.
We're not facing the back. Remember, back in the day, you'd have a barn raising, right? You'd go down and the neighbors, and you'd help them out. And grandma and grandpa lived in the house. You know,
and
right
they'd
now,
torture for the insurance money.
Will you stop it? I'm trying to make a point here.
Excuse me.
We now live. What happened? Did the lights go off over there?
No, we're still here.
It just changed. That's interesting. Looks good. I think Pony finally readjusted the settings on the camera.
We adjusted before we actually linked up. We haven't done anything.
I'm sorry, I got ADD.
Look, a squirrel.
Rob, by the way, if you want to see, I don't have the light bulb in my hand here, but if you want to see what Rob does to a video picture, there's so much surface area that is white. That on a camera that I'm looking at down here as I'm monitoring it, it is fluorescent. It is powder day glow white.
Yes.
White light. If you stare at Rob's head too much on a camera, you'll feel like you're going to be passing away. That you're walking into the light.
If I were to wear a white shirt, it does give off the essence of Mr. Freeze, as played by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's scary. It's scary. But my point is, we love our diversions, and that's why we can't get Halloween quick enough. We can't get our little.
And where do you stand on Halloween? Where do you stand? Because, you know, I love Thanksgiving.
As far as the holiday is concerned?
I love Christmas. You know this. But I don't like Halloween. I don't think Halloween is a valid. And I think there's too much made of it. And the fact that we're 31 days out now and people have already started, not okay with that.
Here's my theory on Halloween.
Although I do have a pumpkin on my porch. That's more about the season of the harvest, less about Halloween.
Very cool.
When you, as far as having the kids come to the door, the great tradition of Halloween, where in my neighborhood, it was just always every house, you went to every house. And that doesn't exist where I live anymore. It didn't, 20 years ago, it didn't exist. And now you have to go to the big, moment where the churches or the shopping malls or whoever has the trunk or treat, because, you know, there's so many creepoids that are out there handing out blades.
The new perverts.
You know, it was always razor blades and apples when we were growing up. The new one I'm hearing about is that people are sneaking into produce sections and putting needles in strawberries.
Isn't that wonderful?
Gross.
Isn't that? But I didn't. I never got a strawberry on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but you have to. But you have to be careful when you're shopping. Is what I'm saying. I was not a big apple fan either.
I'm not. I'm a fan of Halloween because of having a little person.
Yeah, I guess that's
true. Halloween, maybe 30 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe less than that. Halloween became right about the same time that I was coming up as a baby DJ. So about 35, 40 years ago, you know, Halloween became the adult holiday where, the adult costumes, and it became bigger and bigger and bigger for the parties and everything else. In fact, back at WAVA, we had some massive Halloween parties, did the same thing at WJFK, and it became the adult. I think Halloween, like all of these wonderful holidays with fancy men that dress up and goblins and things, it ought to be the children's holiday.
Ah,
it should be for the kids, but in this stressful world we live in, we think more along the lines of how can we get the diversion out of it.
Look,
that's it.
Everybody has their own, I guess, the only way they can look through their lens for Halloween is how their own neighborhood attracts kids.
Right.
Right.
So my mother has a ton of candy at her house. I was just there this weekend.
2,000 pounds.
Too much for our neighborhood. I said,
almost as much mascara as you had in that bag when you were lifting.
Mike, I was ripped.
Backstage.
Backstage.
With
the curtain drawn.
Right.
I say to her, Mom, there aren't that many little kids in the neighborhood anymore. She goes, oh, no. Like, new kids are here. And they're coming all the time, ever since last year. Because my mom used to give me the old, everybody's growing up. You know what? People move out, they downsize, they move south, and then new families come in with kids.
So do you have kids? I mean,
we have a bunch of kids.
Are the Allville children all grown now?
They're all grown up. But there's a new family that moved next door, and they're all little kids. And my mom said that she never thought she'd see the cycle of families come through generationally through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So she's pumped to give out candies. And she goes, are you excited for Halloween? And he said, no chance. The last time we had Halloween in Georgetown, people stomped in my hood.
I remember that.
Oh, that's right. You were vandalized.
Because by my people.
But that once again
they bust them
is
in, Mike.
What you thought it was Hispanic people that did it?
Oh, is I know this. I had this big...
There's in Olney, Mike, the circle of life has happened.
Yes.
Where
there you
the
go.
Older children have moved out and younger children have moved in. And you
absolutely
hold them up to the sky.
It's
and you
beautiful
say, trick or treat.
It's a beautiful thing.
The security footage we saw was a kid getting rolled and a bunch of kids that looked like me and looked like Toddy were running away from the fight. And you just saw what was like a pack of antelope jumping on the hood of my car, running away from the cops.
Oh,
and I said,
so they did. They actually dented the car whilst they were
running away. And I said, well, that's why my neighbor said, I thought she was being racist. She wasn't. She said, Halloween gets kind of crazy here. It did.
But But the whole thing about Georgetown and Halloween, that's ground zero for adult partying. And there's always somebody. And the predators come in to deal with the people that are in their costumes and getting drunk. I'll never forget Don and I chased by a McDonald's French fry because he lost the costume
you
contest.
You will never saying, again F-U, judge. F-U. You will never again judge.
The contest after that. Never. Never judged after that. Fry. No, let the audience applause do it and that type of thing. But it is an adult holiday. If it was required that everybody hand out Halloween candy, it would be hysterical in this neighborhood because there are two children in my neighborhood. Yes, there are two kids. Maybe there's a baby down the street,
an infant
down the street, a little bitty baby. But that's what my favorite Halloween moment always have been, sitting there with my wife on Halloween night and having kids come by and knock on the door. But even going back to when I lived in Haymarket, Virginia, in suburbia USA, and I had a nice big house, I remember this telling the story when my daughters were little that one of the neighbors hid in the bushes because they didn't want to deal with that because people suck.
Turn the lights off,
you know?
In my neighborhood, it's pretty much tainted.
I've been tainted by Halloween.
Tainted love.
In my neighborhood, because it's townhouses, you know, they're all stacked up. We get a pretty good return on kids. And
I've always had wonderful Halloweens. It's almost
don't you get your neighbors drunk?
It's the thing. I will have airline bottles of booze and cold beer to hand to the parents. I used to oppose the parents that sat on the steps to greet the kids. I like to make the kids climb the steps and ring the bell because I think that is sort of daunting.
I kind of like that.
It makes them earn it. However, now that I have a dog, it doesn't make a lot of sense because the dog goes crazy and tries to run out every time we open the door.
Put Linus in the bathroom for Halloween. Put him in the bathroom. Lock him in the bathroom.
Well, Carrie's already locked herself in the bathroom.
Okay. But I mean, that is the way around.
Everyone's hiding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You do know that, don't you, kindest man in the world? You know, if you're having like a workman come over or something,
we put him in the basement. He has the whole basement to himself. However,
I have some news on that front. I hate to digress.
That's fine.
But this is the latest. This is what Beluga was doing last night.
Oh,
clack, 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 clack. I'm finally, I cannot watch 60 minutes with this dog. Who is so out of it, he walks back and forth trying to figure out where he is.
So he's just wandering the house now?
Like, he's been doing it forever, but now it's like times 20. Like, remember I told you when we got the hardwood floor? We got the laminate floor, and it's like clack, 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 clack. Now it's just, it's constant. It's his thing. It's what
dog,
he does.
Lady Macbeth.
Maybe he's getting his steps in on his Fitbit.
But anyway, you were talking about Halloween. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and so now I've gotten into what is sort of a tradition in our neighborhood where you sit out there and some people have like a little fire pit and they, you know, if it's cold and you talk to the kids and you talk to the, it's very social and I enjoy that. And I like being the guy that hands out beers to the, because no one wants to walk with the kids.
So where are you on the steps? Are you at the top of the steps on your little
stoop? Or the landing?
Sometimes our steps go down and then take a turn to the driveway. Right. And so I normally will sit on the turn or I will get a folding chair and actually sit at my driveway.
You'll tailgate in front of your
house. Sit at the end of your driveway. Yeah. All right. And now what is the
setup? And
the
kids will be in on that, too. I mean, Robert will like to hang out there and watch. Julia more than Robert, actually. They like to see the costumes.
Is your wife with you when you do this?
No.
Where's your
wife? Answer seriously. No. I'm asking you. She's not?
I think it's pretty much a one-person job. She may stick her head out, but no, it's more of a one-person job.
She has nothing to do with it?
What's she doing in there?
Oh, she's napping.
Does she have nothing to do with it, really?
No, she's not that into it, I don't think.
Really? Okay.
You know what? Maybe I'll invite her to come out.
Do you get baked when you're out there? Do you get pretty
loaded? I don't get too loaded because you have responsibilities.
Oh, because he's having fun. He's tailgating.
Yeah, you
can't get loaded. Yeah, you're around children. You don't want to be, well, this is a nice Spider-Man suit you got there.
Hey, you know, it'd be great if your mom dressed up as a sexy nurse.
Yeah. You're going to be a knockout in 5 years.
So happy October 1st to the end of the month is when we'll be talking about Halloween. And where do you line up on pumpkin as far as the flavor?
A pumpkin, first of all, know this, ladies and gentlemen. Pumpkin is a squash, and squash has no discernible flavor of its own.
Yeah, pumpkin it's the tastes, seasoning.
Pumpkin tastes the way you cook it. And so, yeah, I like nutmeg. I like cinnamon. These are all good flavors, but you don't need to label it pumpkin. Just call it nutmeg or cinnamon.
I agree. I agree with him. 1,000%. And what will you
and
be
the
doing?
Worst of all is zucchini. Screw that. That's a bad squash.
But could you make zucchini tastes yes. like pumpkin pie. Well,
have you not ever had zucchini bread?
Yeah, it's the same type of thing.
It's just the notion of it's a moistening agent that keeps a stupid flat bread tasting like cinnamon or chocolate or whatever the hell else you put in it. Cherries, if you want.
So as far as a pumpkin candle or a pumpkin spice latte or a pumpkin, you're not about that.
Not 100%, no.
Mm-mm. All right, very good. Happy Halloween, everybody. We covered it. We won't be talking about it for the rest of the month.
I'll be in Las Vegas on Halloween next year.
You're going to be
this
in
year,
Vegas
this year? This year, actually.
And next year. Every year. It's a tradition.
Because I'm going a day early for the Zappos setup.
Oh, that's right.
On Halloween.
So you're going out on, when is that? Wednesday or Thursday or Tuesday?
It's on a Wednesday.
On the 31st this year.
Yeah, Wednesday. And I remember booking the flight. I was like, why are these flights so cheap to get into Vegas at night, in the dead of night? Because nobody wants to fly on Wednesday night in the middle of
which is Halloween. When you arrive, do you think the town will be going crazy in Vegas?
I feel like Vegas is probably a holiday that would be fun on Halloween.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to be off the strip, so we'll have to see. It'll be interesting to see.
I bet one of the funnest things to do in Vegas on Halloween is to go up to someone and guess, are they dressed as William Macy in the cooler, or are they just looking like that?
Well, happy pumpkin Halloween, yes. Children. Enjoy your festive month. It's here. And, I think what it is, I think Halloween is responsible for masking the fact that October just plain sucks.
It's the unofficial start of the holidays.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic? We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more. I'll tell you all about my sick house again right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And I return to talk about Las Vegas, baby.
Oh.
Since UP1 sold out the TMOS live show so fast, well, the very next day, Die Laughing Productions presents Back to the 80s. It involves a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and somebody getting whacked. Everybody gets to guess who the killer is. So go on Saturday, November 3rd at the Zappos Council Chamber Theater. For ticks, click on
theater.
The banner on the Mike O'Mara website.
Theater.
And now let's get back to the man who always has an alibi, Mike O'Mara.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Paulie. Hey, we've been talking about fall. It's October 1. How do you know it's official? Well, for some people, it's the changing leaves or the first day of school. But for me, it's the return of Mrs. Meyer's fall seasonal scents.
Yes!
Now, we've been talking about pumpkin. How about this scent? This is a real good one. Mum.
Yes. Oh,
that's
great.
That's right. How about apple cider?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Now you're talking. And this year, you might have given me a heads up. Mrs. Meyer's has released a brand new seasonal scent.
Ooh!
It's great. You love it. It's awesome. The scent is fantastic.
And on.
And you should go on now.
And on.
You should go on.
And you didn't say a word.
Oh, all right. What's that scent, Mike?
Pumpkin.
It's fantastic.
It smells exactly how it looks. Clean, simple, and cozy. It's distinctly fall. But smells so good, I like to use it year-round.
It's the best.
When you place your first order of $20 from Grove, you'll get a free fall set in your choice of scents, apple cider, pumpkin, or mum. Mum's the word.
Mum!
Hey! Mum. It includes Mrs. Meyer's, that's simply the best stuff
it is
there.
The best.
Oh, it's the greatest.
Mrs. Meyer's fall hand soap, dish soap, multi-surface spray, and more. My family has fallen in love with Mrs. Meyer's. There is no finer product on the market. If you spend $39, you'll also receive a free Grove cleaning caddy to organize all your favorite supplies. Grove has you covered for all your cleaning needs as you head into fall. Amazing natural household products from brands like Mrs. Meyer's, Method, and Seventh Generation. Grove is so cool, I might actually start house cleaning myself. I love that line. Take it out. If you've been thinking about trying Grove Collaborative, this is your chance. When you sign up using your link, you'll get the free fall set plus free shipping and a free 60-day VIP trial. But you must Hurry. This offer expires November 4th. Go to grove.co/TMOS to get started. That's grove.co/TMOS. Remember, not grove.com, grove.co/TMOS. And we thank you.
Perhaps the easiest way, click the button on our website. They'll take you right there.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome back to the show. My wife got what I got, what my kid got, and so it's fall. It's still 100 degrees yes. in the great state of South Florida. That's not a state. That's a region of a state. But, they're sick. Carla's sick, my kid's sick, and I think it might be circling around with me, which will be one of those years where you have the 3 months of illness, which people have gotten before, where you just go through the family and it kind of circulates with that.
Also, there's a beautiful delivery system of dropping him off at school every day.
Yes,
he'll pick up anything and bring it back home.
That's the way it is. But we made it through, and my wife was out and about helping friends all weekend. There was a friend in the neighborhood who was moving, so I didn't have her Saturday. Didn't have her much of Sunday. No, I had her. I didn't have her all day Friday. Didn't have her all day Saturday. But she took the little guy with her, so I was free to go to the Costco myself and run errands, and it was wonderful. And really, I'm gonna be honest with you. There's usually something that goes on in my world, something that happens to my life. I had as I reflected on the weekend last night, I said to myself, "Wow, you know, it's really important that I have my progeny around and my wife around, because it's 1,000 degrees out. There's no way to leave the home, and the new cable that I have limits my football. So all I had was a crappy Ryder Cup." And then waiting for my wife to come home, and she didn't come home. And so she was just, it was horrible. It was a really, really crappy, uneventful, terrible weekend. And I'm here to tell you, that's it. That's all I got. Just crapola. That's it. Just all I, my
Did you enjoy your time at Costco at least? Because if you went to Costco, what, on a Saturday?
You know, I could say that, but
what kind
you know,
of statement is that? How do you enjoy shopping at Costco?
You have a little joy in your life.
No, that's
I went on
joy.
No joy.
That's
see,
so
I went on,
sad.
I went on Saturday too.
Consumerism is not joyful. It sucks.
I went on Saturday too because my mother needed some items.
Well, that's all you ever do on Saturday.
No, I never. You know what, no, you see, honest, that's you know a bold-faced lie. I hate Costco on a Saturday. And here's the thing: my mom needed to go.
He loves
I
said, it on Tuesday and Thursday.
I said Tuesday.
Then why did you? If you hate Costco on a Saturday, Pumpkin Man, how come you didn't tell me that I? You know, why did you ask me if I had any joy? I didn't have
you
any
see,
joy.
You see, that
it
I'm
sucked.
Curious to see how your Costco is on Saturday because
it was
as,
bat.
Yeah, of
it
course
was
it is.
Bat crazy. That's what it was.
What is going to a store
figure
and dealing
your thoughts
with people
out and say them
is the worst effing thing ever.
You see,
it was terrible.
Staring at look, I went to Best Buy this weekend.
Yes,
staring at TVs. Nobody wanted to help. Nobody wants. We need something new for the studio here. I'm willing to spend money. I'm making sure it's the right size. They're on sale. I was wondering, hey sir, can you help me? This has an open
How
box.
How big one are we going to get for Podcast Village? How big is it going to be?
It all depends on the studio build out. That's what it is. So really? I'm
what
just looking
think?
At options.
What do you, how many inches do you figure?
Maybe 55, nothing crazy, right?
Yeah, all right.
That's okay. Nice.
Yeah. Just
55.
Checking. I like it. Yeah. Guys like TVs and guys like fire.
Mike, there's a super sale on an 82-inch television, which I said,
oh.
Why is that 82-inch television $1,500 off? I know it's open box. Because I'm thinking, if that's as much as a 55-incher, why not get the 82?
Step it
right?
up.
Why not?
Where would you put the 82-incher in?
Oh, on a wall. Just on a wall.
Wow.
It's just one of these big walls, right? And he's like, it says right there on the sticker, I said, I know, it says no remote, no stand, no, I can get a remote on any website anywhere
and
afterwards.
You can hang
I can
it.
Do
it.
Yeah. And most Samsung televisions, the remote works on all of them.
Right.
And I said, okay, but it has a stand. And he says to me, the stand comes with the TV. I said, no, but this one says you don't have a stand. This is the clearance item, right? This is the one that's 82 inches. And he said, yeah. He goes, oh, we just say that to knock down the price. And I'm like, that makes no sense. I
you
just
mean
tell
they,
the
they lie. They lie to have, because they can't figure out an excuse?
Yeah. I don't I didn't make any sense.
And the excuse, man, that might be, I mean, what I would look at is that might be the TV is just too big and expensive and it's not selling, so they make something up to make it seem like
it's an opportunity. Because if you looked at that line, and because I'm a dork, I do this, I say, let me look at all the other 82-inch televisions, including Vizio, and see if this is still cheaper.
Right.
Okay. And then I looked and I said, it's still cheaper.
Wow.
So I said, all right, well, I'll swing by on Monday. If no one's bought this, I'll pick it up in the evening, right? I was like, I don't have time for it now. I don't have a car. I don't have anything like this.
Man, 82 inches. That's
so
something else.
What, yeah, I did. What
biggest I've ever seen. Maybe.
What I did say to him, I said, you know, when you guys have these little clearance stickers, it says you, a lot is wrong with it, but when I ask somebody about it, they just say, yeah, that's what it says. Nobody knows what's wrong with the TV. That's the misnomer when you get an open box.
And was the thing on display or was it in the box?
No, it was on display and working. It all looked good.
Because you know what? I roll into stores sometimes and you'll see a television that's like this phenomenal deal.
Yeah.
And it looks like somebody took a screwdriver and like raked across the screen. Why do they even put those out?
I know.
I know a discount is a discount. You know,
Those are the ones they put in the back corner.
I'm not going to get the 42. I'm going to get the 50-inch, but the 50-inch looks like a velociraptor had it in its talons.
You're going to love the 55-inch, sir, because you can look in the back and see where the bulb goes because there's a huge puncture wound in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm curious. You know, sometimes I'll order a phone online and then I'll crush it in my recliner.
Yes.
And then it'll be sold for sale. No, there's no way you sell. There's no way you sell. All is well. Got a new case for it and everything. Look at that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
Look at that. Case.
Yeah, cool. That is a solid wonderful case.
And you might say, what do you use your brand new exciting phone for with all its wonderful capabilities? I use it to time the show.
Yes, and it is so accurate.
That's what I do.
Horribly
it's
accurate.
It's incredibly accurate. Those are tenths of a second. Isn't that special?
Could you conceivably, Mike? Could you conceivably?
I should just keep that up for the whole show. Rob, we've only got 1 minute. What?
Could you conceivably pause the clock and start it again? Does it have that feature?
Yeah, I can stop it and start it.
Look at that.
Absolutely.
So
what?
Accurate to the tenth of a second.
I wouldn't do that, though. But
no, it would mess with your running time.
I walk around the corner, and I'm at the Best Buy in Rockville. And look, their online experience, great. No problem.
Were there sometimes elderly people there? Because at the best,
no, I don't
the,
get that. I get a lot of parents that aren't tending to their kids.
That giant.
Okay. A lot of parents that
graveyard that giant across the street, the grave, the cemetery giant.
You know those little soccer balls that look like real soccer balls, but they're made out of leather. They're little smaller guys,
and they're cushy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the sales rep, and all I feel on my ankles is boom, 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 and I look back, and there's this little kid that I don't know. I have no idea whose family he's a part of, and he's throwing soccer balls into my ankles, and I'm like, I kick it back to him just like gently and like a nice guy would.
Yeah, sure.
And then hits me again, and I'm like,
he wants attention because he's not getting it from his own family.
Yeah, but I'm not.
He wants to play. He's acting the way Santos plays.
I'm not data. I'm not data.
Right.
I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to live my life. Dad comes circling around, and he sees that his son's doing this. You know what I would do? I would goon hand my kid and be like, what are you doing? That man's a stranger.
How do you goon hand?
What did you say?
Goon hand.
You say goon hand?
Goon hand him.
What is
right it? Under the shoulder, on the arm, and you yank him away. Yes.
Goon hand him.
Yes.
He's giving me all this jargon today.
Yeah,
what was that, Pony?
It's not quite abuse. It's close, but it's not quite
It's
there.
Enough to know goon that hand. I mean business, yeah. Right?
So more little kids than elderly people at your little Best Buy store?
It's like a Toys R Us now, and they're running around expensive equipment.
Sure, refrigerators.
That's why when they get...
old people don't look that. They just need their groceries at the giant food store.
What do I That's need a new microwave
no,
for?
The old people move is this. I'll show you. There were old people there. This is what it is. TV's right in front of me. This is a good video day.
Right.
And then this is what they do. They put their arms behind them, right?
Right.
And then they lean.
Oh, that's the class. Oh, he's right. Ah! He's right. That's
like
the classic.
Like they're on the luge.
Hands behind.
Like they're on the luge.
Hands behind the back. Yeah.
Like they're
that's
Olympic
the
skiers. And I'm like, dude, you're going to tip over. And then it's curtains for that TV.
Doris?
You have to go.
I don't see any pixels, Doris.
You have to go down the road to Rockville Pike to the Cemetery Giant.
Used
to be across from the studio we were in. And I don't want to say people where this was the oldest demographic of any grocery store I've ever been in, but you could be in line at the 15 items or less counter, and you could be in line, and this would happen right in front of you, right in front of 85 year old, and they say, clean up at aisle one. So, they just bring, and they bring the hearse right in.
They yeah, bring they would be idling outside the way they have an ambulance outside of a high school football game, just in case. Just in case.
Okay, so that's the, and then you get to the foreign level, and this happens anywhere in this area. God bless them. I'm a foreigner, I know, sure. Right? So I hear this lady, and these Best Buy employees, they're super nice. They got to be patient. They're dealing with the dullards of dullards. We're all of them. I have dumb questions as well at times. Sure. But this one Latin lady couldn't get Alexa to recognize her. She had such a thick accent.
Oh,
so
no.
The gentleman is
Ayexa.
The gentleman is trying to, who speaks Spanish as well, so he starts speaking Spanish to her. I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yes.
And the lady is yelling into the Alexa, but it won't recognize her thick accent. And the guy's like, no, like this. It was a back and forth where I was like, I have to leave. I didn't buy a single thing. I left the store. I said, I'll buy this online. I'll buy all of this online.
Alexa, tell me the weather. Tell me the weather, okay? Okay, I want to know how the temperature outside, okay? And you're going to give me sure that I put a coat on, okay? Yes. Alexa, should I wear the rojo coat or the lapis coat?
Lapis is a pencil.
The greatest thing at Cemetery Giant, and I saw it a lot there, and it was something I dealt with when I checked. Old people love coin purses, and sometimes it's the kind that you squeeze and it opens up. It's like a plastic.
But then there's
a fancier one that's sort of leather that opens up as you open it, and they would love dumping change on the conveyor belt. And then it's a race with the devil because the conveyor belt is rolling. Oh, and they've got to pick out 29 cents, right?
The change purse. The change purse, which was really the change purse, something that maybe a girl gets in the 1950s when she's 14.
And so,
you know, they put your little change in here and they would open it up.
There was one time that I was turned around because I was bagging and I heard the change go on the conveyor belt, and I turned just to see about 88 cents go into the land of no return through the conveyor belt.
Was there a place, you worked in the game, in the grocery game, was there a place on the conveyor belt where the change would go?
Well, yeah,
where
I mean, you could collect it later. You would pull a panel, and there's, you know, there's not a change pan. There was not a pan. It would just go to the floor. But you'd have to go in there
to clean. Land on the floor.
Because there was all that crap in there. And I turned around and I saw the 88 cents go away, and I looked up and the old man just looked at me and went, well.
Oh, like get it for me?
Yeah. And it's like, all right, old timer, I got to do it. But yeah, that's the worst, is anyone who pours change out, the worst.
The joy that you spoke about going to a big box store.
Yes. The thing
there
is.
There is no joy.
No.
No, there won't be any joy until long after the holidays are over.
I was just gauging what the mood was, because when I was with my mom on Saturday, I finally said, what is the matter with everyone here today? And then I said, it's Saturday. These aren't the people that aren't good at being at Costco. These are the rubes that are coming out on the weekend. You go to Costco at 2.
Or the people that work their asses off all week, and this is the only opportunity they have to come out.
Yeah, this is, not everybody has a flex schedule.
Thanks for your support.
But they're not rubes. They just, that's the time they can get. I have one thing.
Go on a weekday evening then.
But you had a joyous weekend because you had a 16-year-old birthday for yourself.
Exactly. And homecoming for the kids, yes.
We'll do that when we come back. I want to leave you with one thought, ladies and gentlemen. I do. And the thought is this, that when someone is shopping during this time of year, if these words come out of there, I need this. I need to get this. Just look at them and say, do you really need it or do you want it?
Yes.
And they'll look at you like they want to stab you with a letter opener, but do it anyway.
Yeah, that's the magic.
For the Mike O'Mara Show. Right. Do you really need that, oh retail-obsessed person, like everybody? Anyway, that's it. That makes me happy. That actually lifted a weight off my shoulders.
I like
just that line right there.
Do you really?
Do you need? You don't need. You want. You want, you want, you want, you want, you want, you want. We'll take a break, and we'll find out about something that truly is special, and that is Robert III turned 16 this weekend, and it was also Julia's homecoming. That's right. Rob's kids are growing up, and I always love it when he talks about them. We'll come back and do that right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey,
buddy.
This is Nameberry reminding you to send your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe he'll read your message on the radio.
He's podcast. Challenged.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
He's got an attitude.
You
he
should
really
trick
does.
Or treat at Nameberry's house this Halloween, because he's handing out what he always hands out.
Yep.
Unwrapped hard candy.
It's delicious.
It's the best.
Yeah, you get the lint off it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by one of my favorite products in the whole wide world, Harry's.
Yes.
Here's a fact. I've never had a better shave than I get with Harry's. The best blades, the best shaving gel. I tear through the stuff. I love Harry's. I love their face wash. I love their shaving gel. But I especially love them Harry's razors. Let me tell you why. I don't keep track of how long I use them. Because I don't think I have ever done this. I have swapped out my Harry's razors when I think maybe it's the right time to do it. But I have never, and this is the God's honest truth, I have never changed a Harry's razor because I thought, oh, that feels dull.
That's true.
I've never done that. I've never done that. And I mean, you know think about that.
I use it to shave my head.
Yes.
And that will toast a cheap blade in no time. And I've still never worn out a Harry's blade. They just can't do it.
They were fed up at Harry's with overpaying, so they came up with their new company. They bought a factory that's been making some of the highest quality blades for years. They sell directly to you over the internet. Harry's can offer their blades at $2 a blade compared to $4 or more for the leading brands. Plus, if you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days, and they'll give you a full refund. That's it. Get this special $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. You get the handle. You get the razor. You get the lathering shave gel. You get the travel blade cover. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know I sent you to help support the show. Start saving while you're shaving, people.
Yes, very good.
So you posted a little bit on the weekend. It was a very family-oriented. You took your little guy out, who is now 16 years old. You had a picture of him at DMV. He's driving. Has he got his regular driver's license?
That picture, he was not sitting still long enough to get an actual picture on his birthday. That is from
16?
A couple...
16? What do you mean sitting still? What is he, 3?
No, he was running around and doing stuff with his friends. That picture's from a couple months ago. That's when he got his learner.
You made it sound like he's like a 5-year-old in a car seat. sit still. You're squirming.
16! the weekend started with the Tuscarora homecoming game.
Are you still doing those? This is weird.
Tuscarora got a bad football schedule this year. I think because they had such a great year last year, they only got 4 home games.
Are they still winning?
And one of them is when I've got a clip.
Rob was the announcer, and they welcomed him back. This is the crowd reacting to his announcement that Rob is going to be the announcer for Tuscarora this year.
Oh, no.
There it is.
4 home games.
They love you.
Mike, silver lining, though. It's silver lining. At least it was sold out. It was a good crowd. They did win 35-7.
Are you saying they got a team, huh?
Yeah.
What's the schedule? How many games are left?
They have 6
What's
more
the record?
Games, and they are 3-2 right now, I
believe. 3-2 is not good.
Oh, no. So they're not doing that.
They're not as good as they were last year, obviously. Oh, okay. But we shall see. They played very
well.
Who'd they
play? Who'd they thump?
They played, what was the name of the, I remember the team was the Phoenix. It might have been the Broad Run Phoenix.
You announced the game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know the team name is the Phoenix.
How disengaged with sports are you? You announce the game and you don't remember the high school they played?
You worked for them.
Yes, I remember the name of our team. The winning team.
Phoenix? That was the name of their mascot?
The Phoenix is the opposition, yeah. Oh, I know what it was. It was the Rockridge Phoenix.
Thank you.
Where's Rockridge? Where the hell is that?
It's somewhere in Loudoun County. I don't know. Don't complain me being unengaged about that. I don't care where Rockridge is.
Rockridge.
That school can burn to the ground for all I care.
Hey, calm down. Come on now. What are you doing?
Yeah, they come in at our house and try to play our team. Screw you, Rockridge.
Your house.
You beat them. Who's the star this year for the Tuscarora Eagles?
Got to be LaRon Davis. Yeah, he had over 200 yards.
All right.
Celebrity LaRon. He most resembles.
I don't know. He's wearing a helmet.
You ain't Judge Kavanaugh as a kid, that's for sure. I can guarantee you that one.
Oh, white guy.
But they played well, and it was fun going in. 35 unanswered points. They only got the Rockridge got their last touchdown towards the end of the fourth quarter, so there was never any doubt about the game.
Who's
so
the star cheerleader?
Star cheerleader? Probably Dawson Orlowski.
Stop that, you sicko. That's
Dawson was actually king of homecoming this year. He's a good kid.
Dawson?
Yeah, he's a good kid. He was friends with
Wait, you just said cheerleader.
You said LaRon.
Yeah, you're allowed to have boy cheerleaders, Mike.
The boy, You're really confusing me right now.
But
you
know
seriously
the boy cheerleaders?
Mentioning a boy cheerleader?
What about the girl cheerleaders?
I don't know any of them by name. I'm sorry.
Why do you know the boy?
Well, how come you know the boy?
Because he's friends with Julia. And he also flips. He's pretty.
Oh, I bet he flips.
Pretty dynamic.
Are you being legitimate? I don't know whether you're being serious.
I am.
I mean, the male cheerleader is accomplished.
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he does backflips and stuff like that.
Does he really do the devil's triangle?
I don't know. I didn't ask. It didn't come up.
Let's move on because Oscar's going to make this disgusting.
Yeah, going to.
Yes. All right. So anyway, what's going on?
So they do the game and everybody has a good, and then Saturday is the day of the dance. And Robert is not going as with a date. He's going with a group of his friends. He's with Mo and he's with Aiden and Shemp and of course Tito. And Julia has been dating.
He doesn't have a date for the homecoming dance?
No, they went as a group. And I imagine there was some. Yeah. Oh,
that's
well.
That's sad. He's a good looking kid.
I think he probably could have a date if he wanted one. I think he was more into the thing of going.
Rose before hoes.
Yeah. And yeah. I bet you there was some dancing. Although he had one complaint about the disc jockey at the homecoming
dance. Hope he doesn't get goon arm.
Hey, goon hand.
Goon hand him.
Goon handed. Goon armed.
Goon arm. Goon arm is. Like
I goon armed him. I goon handed him. All right, so
goon arm is when Kristen Wiig would do that thing with Lawrence Welk on Saturday Night. She got the goon arms.
Goon arms. So he doesn't go. And Julia, I saw a picture of lovely, lovely homecoming picture.
So proud of Julia. She for months now has been working with a good friend of ours, Haiti, on making a special dress for homecoming, and she made the dress. Pardon me. That Bjork wore to the award show about I guess 5 or 6 years ago, maybe more than that. That is a goose with the head
a swan
with the head around her neck hanging there. And I didn't realize the length she was going to this. I came into my house a few weeks ago and there's a piece of paper on our kitchen counter and I picked it up and it says, how to care for your feather boa. And I said, oh, okay, so this is what's happening. So they bought feathers and made a swan face. And
did any of the kids track with the fact that she's wearing a Bjork dress?
Almost everybody did. And
so they got the joke?
And one of the things...
I love that she brings comedy into that.
Oh, shtick. I mean,
first of all, the picture, she really looked beautiful.
Yes.
She really looked lovely, but the fact that she's doing shtick... That's the apple falling close to the tree.
And
there,
she planned this months out. I mean, when she said, this is what I want to do. And Haiti said, well, we can do it, but it's not going to be easy. There's going to be a lot of steps involved. And she said, yeah, let's do it. So she stayed with it all that time.
And she
time.
Made it herself?
She assisted by Haiti.
Does Haiti have a daughter?
Haiti has, yeah, Bella.
Does she make a dress with Bella?
No, I think Bella's was off the rack. What's your point, Scab Picker?
That sort of fell flat, didn't it?
You
let me talk and stop being so defensive. Maybe
you stopped talking and it was an awkward silence. When did you teach her to make her own dresses? When did I do that? Mike, I pulled all the needles out of all the strawberries. And I said, make those seams straight, Missy. Make it work.
The dynamic is that if someone's going to make a dress and they have a daughter, it would be with their daughter. So right. To make it with somebody else's daughter and the daughter not care to make a dress with her as well is a little awkward in my eyes.
Where's the connection with is the lady like a seamstress that lives in the neighborhood?
She is a seamstress. She makes stuff. She's
Did
very
Carrie good. Help her?
No, Carrie's useless.
That's terrible to say as that. Far that's
as
your
sewing,
wife.
But as far as sewing, Carrie couldn't have done that.
So is this lady known in the neighborhood as somebody that does
very,
this type
very,
of work?
Very, very,
and
she's
handy. A good friend of your family.
Well, probably our best friend. And Julia and Bella's our best friend.
See, just a couple of questions and I got to the bottom. You were going to try to make it something weird and it wasn't. Like Rob maybe was a friend or something like
no,
that.
No, I would say that
he's doing shotgun radio. What he's doing is he's shooting a lot of things and see what messes up.
No. What I was going towards was, is there a better relationship with your daughter and Miss Haiti than Haiti and her daughter?
No, I think Miss Haiti and her daughter are actually quite close as well.
Why didn't they make a dress together?
Because I don't think Bella wanted to wear a swan. Mm.
Yeah, see, it was the special.
They could have worn the black swan, and then your daughter could have been the white swan.
That movie is not appropriate to bring up.
Black swan.
Not okay.
Why is that not appropriate? I don't even know the movie.
It's a very dark movie with plot lines.
It is dark.
Yes, we don't want to.
Natalie Portman, right?
Yes.
Lots of scissors in that movie.
And not seamstress scissors.
Not seamstress.
No. The favorite moment I had with Robert getting ready for homecoming, he wanted to wear a white shirt, black pants, and a bow tie. And I said, that's fine.
Oh, man, come on. Can't you steer him away from that?
And I said, what bow tie are you going to wear? He says, I have a black clip-on bow tie. I said, Robert, if you do that, you're going to look like a waiter. Don't do that. And he says, well, what should I do?
If you tie your own, you'll just look like a dork.
That's right. My son, the dork. And so I got him. I said, go find a more colorful tie to wear with your shirt. And he did, and it was nice. It was a beautiful tie. It was a red and blue check.
Do you like these moments where we just tell you tell your stories and we just have fun?
Mike, no one's having more fun than me.
Okay, all right. So he did you teach him how to tie a bow tie?
Can you believe that Haiti didn't make a dress for Bella? That's weird, right?
No, stop.
So do you stop have being Oscar? So defensive. Isn't it weird that I have friends? That's weird.
No, it's the same type of weird that you watch old movies with younger men on a regular basis. Why isn't he watching those movies with his father?
You know. But again, he's swinging his rope. I'm going to land on something, baby.
You just ignore it.
Pretty soon there's going to be a fat joke.
We only have 1 minute
left. Reaction says everything.
Your reaction says nothing.
Well, I am trying to get to the end of this story with you. She looked beautiful.
She did.
She had a great time. And your son, did he learn how to tie a bow tie?
I said, Robert, it's just like tying a shoe. He says, Dad, I've tried. I can't do it. I said, all right, come here.
I can't do it either.
And so I stand in front of him, and I tie it, and it's wrong. And I tie it, and it's wrong. And I tie it and it's wrong. And I realized
like you're tying it incorrectly.
Yeah, but the reason I realized this is because I've never tied a bow tie on someone else and it's opposite.
You have to put it on first.
So what, and you can't do that with a bow tie.
You gotta stand back of them, right? You gotta stand back of them.
So what happens is all the guys, Aiden and Mo and all of Robert's friends are gathering at my house before they go to the dance.
Are they all bow tied up?
They're all wearing bow ties. That's their look this year.
Oh, okay. So is it cool for those kids,
it's their look. I wouldn't say it was cool. Another thing I got a problem with the youngsters of America, if you're wearing hard shoes, don't wear the kind of socks that you can't see below your ankles, because that's what they're all wearing. Yeah, no-show socks.
Oh, that's what's popular these days.
Yeah, but then it looks like you're not wearing socks with hard shoes.
Describe no-show socks, which, by the way, I wear almost exclusively when I play golf. Mm-hmm. Did you describe them as the kind of socks where you can't see below your ankles?
I did. Mike, that's almost a quote.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
We can't all wear tube socks every day, Mike. I don't know.
Not
a big sock guy.
If I see on a golf course somebody wearing tube socks, I'll go in the other direction.
Mike, I 100% agree with you. But what if you're wearing hard shoes and formal dress?
That's horrible.
That is the style these days.
Well, that style sucks.
I have worn that where I wear black no-show socks with a long pair of black pants, because if you look some of the athletes, right, you don't want a big like sock up your leg.
Well, I think it's not usual and I don't like it.
How many boys is this that wore bow ties? And
I think it was four that were actually met at my house.
You think they're going to all look like kind of, oh, there they are? I mean, isn't it kind of, they're going as the uniform of the We Don't Have Dates crew?
See,
I'm just asking. I'm just asking.
I don't know. I don't think that was really a big deal with Robert. I think Robert could have had a date. You know?
All right,
but I also know that if I ask anything about boys and girls and Robert, he sort of clamps up. And okay. I've seen Carrie do it,
so he's that's fine. Yeah, they encourage that.
There goes the whack pack.
You know what? With the world the way it is nowadays, it's good. If he's late to the party,
maybe they're into each other.
I told
the new world.
Stop it. Now you can hit him. Now you can hit him.
No.
Great for the show.
I'd like him to meet a pole.
Okay, very good. So how did it went? So you finally
I had to stand behind Robert and, you know, with my stomach to his back and basically put my chin on his shoulder.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense to me in front of the bar, father-son moment.
And I get it right on the first try, but it's just not a great moment when you're holding your son like that. And without explanation, Mo and Aiden come downstairs and say, well, what's going on here?
You want us to come back?
Yeah, you need 10 minutes? But they had a, turned out
what
they
are you doing to your son? Oh my God, Mr. Spiewak. Oh, no wonder he's so
it's
shy.
It's upside down, guys. This isn't really happening.
So they said the dance sucked because the disc jockey only played Drake. And then they came back and Robert and his friends hung out at our house. They made curfew. And the next day, Robert and Julia and her boyfriend Caleb and Carrie and I took Robert to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for wings for his 16th birthday.
Fantastic.
And it was Robert's request, and Jimmy and Maureen were both there, and they treated us dynamite. So thank you, Jimmy. Still the greatest place in the world.
I miss Jimmy. I haven't seen Jimmy. This is the longest period of time I've ever gone. I count how long it's been since I've seen my kids, and I count how long it's been since I've seen Jimmy. And to Uncle Dave, God bless you. Yes. Hang in there, Uncle Dave.
Feel better, my friend.
Going through some tough health times right now. We love you, Uncle Dave. We give you a hard time, but we all love you on the Mike O'Mara Show, and I hope that makes its way to you, Uncle Dave. Feel better, my friend.
Absolutely. So yeah, Jimmy's was fantastic, and Carrie loves. He has these big 24-ounce bottles of Red Stripe that Carrie loves to drink. But I like that Jimmy kept coming over, and Jimmy was had a bottle of Jenny, the buffalo beer that he likes.
Jenny Cream Ale.
Yeah, he likes to drink it during the Buffalo beer. Games, and he was just filling his beer with Carrie's beer.
That is fun.
But Jimmy treated us like a $1 million, and
you had a good weekend.
I had a pretty good weekend, and congratulations, Robert. You are 16 and prouder of you every day. You are handsome and kind, and you show wisdom and maturity. And I feel somewhere along the way, Carrie and I did something right because you're an excellent kid.
May I give him a happy birthday?
You
wish?
Can shut the f up.
Oh.
That's it. We got to take a break.
She can get pregnant. She can get pregnant. Remember that.
We'll take a break.
Happy birthday, buddy.
And we will come back with more fun. The news you may not need.
He can't right get pregnant. Here. He can't get pregnant.
By the way, one last little thing on
yes,
that bow tie.
Please.
The way Rob helped his son by standing in back of him and putting his head on his shoulder and doing it. Rob helped me with a bow tie back at a formal we were doing
That's
years
true.
Ago.
That's true.
And it was it's been like a 30-year relationship since then. Yeah, because I woke up with a cranberry juice and my butt was bleeding.
Hey, you That's know it. What, Mike? It lasted more than 4 hours and I didn't call my doctor.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's a song.
Oh, I love this remix.
Carry your own bucket.
Gonna play this at homecoming.
Bootstrap. Get the paddles. Move the meter.
I'm in the ding dongs. Dio Oscar, you gonna get away soon? Gonna get away soon? Gonna get away?
I'll have to circle back with you. What's the ROI?
Can you delete that, please?
I'm so sorry.
No, that's climbing up the charts.
Nah,
welcome back to the
Mike
O'Mara Show. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, when did I start looking like my dad? Yeah, about 40 years ago.
That's exactly.
Well, there is something you can do in the fight against aging, and it's staring you right in the
face.
4hims.com, a one-stop shop for skincare, hair loss, and sexual wellness for men. Hims Anti-Aging Kit is a custom prescription cream tailored to your skin that can keep your skin looking youthful and smooth by reducing the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines.
Fine lines?
The secret's fine lines!
There's some fine lines!
Fine lines!
The secret's not a secret. It's tretinoin.
Yes.
Tretinoin. Tretasplingsentin?
Tretinoin, Mike.
Tretinoin.
Tretinoin. Tretinoin. Tretinoin.
There's a pronouncer.
Its results are backed by science.
Science.
It takes seconds to apply. It increases collagen, the protein that keeps your skin firm, and you don't have to visit some fancy schmancy dermatologist to get it. Hims connects you with doctors online who will evaluate your skin needs and prescribe you a custom anti-aging treatment. All you need to do is take a couple of pictures and answer a few questions. I hate doctor's offices. That's why I love 4hims.com. It's your skin. Do you want to be a face in the crowd or the face in the crowd? Am I right?
Right.
Right.
Order now and save $20 off your first month of the Hims Anti-Aging Kit. Lock in those looks now and get your first month of anti-aging for $20 off. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS care. That's 4hims, FORHIMS.com/TMOS care. 4hims.com/TMOS care.
News!
The grueling 162-game Major League Baseball season ended yesterday. Well, for two of the six divisions, it ended in a tie.
There really? Has that ever happened?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure it's baseball. It's been going on for 1,000 years. The Chicago Cubs and Milwaukee Brewers both finished with 95 wins in the National League Central, and the Colorado Rockies and the LA Dodgers both had 91 wins in the National League West. Each group was tied coming into yesterday's games. All four of them won, so it stayed tied. Today, there will be a one-game playoff between the Cubs and the Brewers and another between the Rockies and the Dodgers. I would imagine if you like sports, like I like sports, that might be some good viewing.
That's amazing because single games don't normally take on import in the regular season. This all comes to this. Yeah,
and it happens in baseball. I know the Red Sox had a one-game playoff against the Yankees back in 1978, one of the worst days of my life. That's how I remember that. The two winners will advance to the first round of the playoffs, and the two losers will face off against each other on Tuesday for the chance to become the National League wild card team. And then finally, the playoffs will officially start. So you got a lot of games to happen to sort it all out. This is the first time since 2009 that there's been a tie at the top of a division. The American League playoff teams are the Red Sox, the Indians, and the Astros, with the Yankees playing the A's for the wild card. Yankees. Always scary. In the National League, the only thing that's been decided is that the Braves are in. Everybody else has got to sort it all out. So, I don't think that, Rob, I'm not sure to answer your question. I don't know whether
it's bittersweet without the Nationals, not even in, like, the idea that they're even completely out. It's bittersweet.
Yeah. Right.
Here in D.C., last year it was a lot of fun, even though we lost.
Yeah.
But even as a Red Sox fan, you must be used to just winning.
It does get it gets tedious.
Where will I put this ring?
Oh my goodness gracious!
Not
they sucked
pennant.
In the playoffs. They had a great regular season and sucked in the playoffs. I hope they go deep. This is what Red Sox Nation is looking to. So we'll see. And your boy just got involved again because it's the playoffs.
Playoffs.
Kanye West went on one of his typical rants during SNL while wearing a Make America Great Again hat. He complained about how so much of the media is liberal, and that's why everything seems so one-sided. He talked about a Democratic plan to take fathers out of the home and promote welfare. He said people bullied him backstage to not wear the hat. He talked about whether or not President Trump is racist, saying, quote, "If I was concerned about racism, I would have moved out of America a long time ago." And he gave us this nugget of wisdom: follow your heart and stop following your mind. That's how we're controlled. That's how we're programmed. Thank you, Kanye.
I like when he complains that no one takes him seriously, then runs out on stage and does a song dressed as a bottle of Perrier.
Yep. Kanye didn't get much of a response. Only a couple people clapped for some of his points. Several people booed, and there was a lot of awkward silence. And by the way, he was a last-minute replacement on Saturday Night.
Oh, was he?
I forgot.
Yeah, we blame Ariana Grande.
That's right,
because
Ariana
she bailed
Grande
at the last moment and let us be exposed to this nonsense.
Yes, that's why. That's why he was there. It's October. We've been talking about it. That means it's time to start thinking about Halloween.
Halloween!
But if you haven't figured out your costume yet, don't worry. Most people haven't. Oh, thank God for that. Yay, rah, rah. Over 70% of people between 18 and 34 who plan on dressing up still haven't figured out their costume. I'd like to be the person that does that survey. Over 50% of people over 34 haven't figured it out either. And maybe over 1,000% don't give an ass.
I would like to be the person that says, I've known what I was going to be for months now.
Yes, I have. If you need an idea, here's a costume that Urban Outfitters just started selling, an Instagram influencer costume for $59. What is it? It's a, quote, minimalist, sporty, chic sports bra and cotton leggings. They recommend pairing it with sneakers, a blonde wig, and sunglasses. Is that where we are? Anyone in the room?
Anyone get it? Because most of these girls on Instagram are half naked.
That's what they
and
wear.
And their job is an influencer.
Oh, okay. Well, from the pictures, it looks like a generic person you'd see on Instagram who posts a mix of sexy photos. So you're right. Also, food pics and inspirational quotes. It has 47,000 followers, too. That's what that's about. Is
if
that
you're
really
in shape,
where we are? Good Lord.
I'm going to do it.
I'm all for that. I'd like to see some of those.
Well, Miley Cyrus was a go-to years ago. Now it's the Instagram influencer.
Okay.
There we do.
I'm going to dress what I always dress as, Tom Brokaw.
Hello, Tom Brokaw, NBC, Nightly News, Halloween.
What's the holiday?
Tom Brokaw, NBC News, Rob Spiewak will be handing out a little heroin bottle to his neighbors in the neighborhood.
I know what your favorite candy is, Tom.
What's that, Rob?
Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy.
Say it
Dakota
again.
Dakota style Laffy Taffy. Montana Laffy Taffy, Tom Brokaw. A new study looked at the symptoms that people in every state Googled the most last year, and while symptoms for illness, while there are some boring ones like stress and sniffles, here are seven states that really stand out. Number seven. We'll start with one. Number one, okay. Wisconsin. Wisconsin had light-colored poop.
Oh.
That's what the most Googled. Mississippi had gas.
Yeah, diet.
I got the gas.
The diet.
Idaho had symptoms of E. coli.
Cook those potatoes more.
Potatoes. Nebraska had signs of low testosterone. Oh, holy Husker.
Oh, no.
New Mexico had phlegm, but misspelled it. They spelled it F-L-E-M. Phlegm.
Phlegm.
Hey, what's green in ice skates, Mike? Peggy Phlegm.
South Carolina. Oh, they had dark green stool.
Oh, that comes from too much booberry.
See.
And then Indiana, the great state of Hoosiers.
Yes.
Indiana had uncircumcised problems.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah, I got an infection down there.
Also, maybe the problems themselves are uncircumcised.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's a good, Mike, if you're having problems with your uncircumcised penis,
yes,
go to the website and look for tips.
Absolutely. Tips. Thank you. There's a 9-year-old kid in South Dakota named Javier Amos,
yes,
who's been battling leukemia. And the best news is he's now in remission.
Yes.
Mr. Spiewak can relate to that.
But
he just did something pretty cool for his classmates last month. I know you'd like this story. Mm. The Make-A-Wish Foundation recently approached his family and said they'd grant any wish he wanted. So he could have gone to Disney World,
yes,
or he could have met his favorite athlete. Mm. But instead, he asked them to throw a pizza party for all his friends at school. The Make-A-Wish people showed up at his school last month and threw everyone a huge pizza party that also included zoo animals, bounce houses, and laser tag. Javier got to ride to the party in a police car, and when he showed up, everyone was waiting for him with signs they made, and they were all chanting his name.
That's awesome.
The head of Make-A-Wish in South Dakota said he had never seen anything quite like it, and yes, it sounds like Javier's pretty popular at school these days.
That's pretty great. Cool.
That is so cool. As a family who are...
And you know personally about that organization, right?
As a recipient of Robert's Make-A-Wish trip, here's what you need to know, folks. Any kid that battles cancer, not even the terminal cases, if you go through the process, Make-A-Wish contacts you and makes the kid's wish come true. And that kid is an amazingly selfless child, but every kid deserves this that deals with that. And if you want our organization to support, what I love about Make-A-Wish, they spend almost all their time under the radar. Mm. They just make it happen, and they don't look for glory. It's odd that a story like this even gets out. And
right.
So if you want an organization to support that is more about the kids than the glory, I recommend them highly.
Amen. Well done. And now a little something, something. There's a 73-year-old grandma named Penelope Peterson in Titusville, Florida.
Now, Titusville, Florida, where is that?
East of Orlando, south of Daytona Beach, and north of Melbourne.
I can almost picture it.
On Friday, she heard a noise on her back porch. She figured it was her cat trying to get in, but when she opened the curtains, she saw that it was actually a strange man, and he was totally in the nude.
Oh, no!
So Penelope did the one thing she could think of to scare him off. She popped out her dentures and shouted... This is exactly what she said. I have the quote.
Yes.
She popped out her dentures and shouted, "Grandma, no teeth!" It worked. The guy ran off and left his clothes behind. The cops eventually tracked down 28-year-old Axel Rivera wandering naked through the neighborhood. He's been charged with burglary and exposing sexual organs. Didn't know they got that special.
Yeah.
The cops believe he was drunk at the time.
No.
Although in the great state of Florida, it might be easier to identify something out of the ordinary if you're sober as opposed to being drunk. That's the way it works. Anyway.
Grandma, no teeth.
Grandma was drunk also, was the entire neighborhood on that particular night. We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault, Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent. Political Persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Wrights with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I preview the Kavanaugh Ford testimony. Is President Trump a global laughingstock? Plus, your letters, we got a lot of them, and we're going to read them. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
We will be taking a hiatus from Political Persuasions this week and be back next week when the entire Kavanaugh thing has come to a resolution for our expert analysis. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Talkspace is the only online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist anytime, anywhere, using your computer or the Talkspace mobile app. With Talkspace, anyone can get therapy. This is very, very healthy for so many people for much less money than traditional therapy. Look, I've done regular therapy. It's expensive.
Yes.
Talkspace gets you great therapy, and it doesn't have to break the bank. You can start right now. Excuse me, burp. You can start right now with a licensed therapist.
Let's talk about that.
That understands how you live your life today. No appointments, no leaving the office, and no judgment. Rob? You talk with the same therapist every time, and they'll always be there to listen and help you make positive changes. I love Talkspace. Sometimes all you need is someone to listen. Check out Talkspace.com and read about Olympian Michael Phelps and how therapy helped him. It can help you, too. He's a wonderful spokesperson because he's used Talkspace, and it's helped him. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges that we all face. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's TMOS and Talkspace.com/TMOS and start feeling better today. Let's open up the audio vault for the very first day of October, Rob Spiewak.
Everybody has an off day in the broadcast booth. I have to ask you, did you watch? You didn't have a chance to watch the Giants game, did you?
I did. I watched the Giants game yesterday. Yeah, I watched the, it's official. I put it on my show prep. Being a Giants fan now officially sucks.
Well, I think
they suck.
Maybe
they
even
suck. And it's not, I was going to blame Eli. I'm not going to blame Eli. They refurbished their offensive line and they still suck. You're not going to be able to let a great quarterback be great when he doesn't have time to throw. Yeah. So that's what it is. And by the way, you know what? Even when they are holding them in the last, you have a stupid ass defensive back do something stupid because doesn't have the athleticism to keep up with the receiver. So you might as well grab him by the pants.
Sure.
For Christ's sake, Giants suck.
You know what they should have done? They should have goon-handed him.
Yeah, they should have goon-handed him. Absolutely. No, that would have gotten a penalty.
But I think Jim Nance was perhaps distracted yesterday because this is what he said when he was trying to describe the Giants bench. You know, where the players that aren't playing, they sit on the bench, right? Of course.
Giant bench had everyone with their arms up in the air.
Giant bench.
Giant bench.
Bench had everyone with their arms up in the air.
Rob, I am considering this based on now. I think I've knocked out three of his columns, and so I have to tell you this. I think I may have the Jim Nance Golf Digest column of the month.
Oh, good!
Because it's so Nancy. It is so Nancy. He talks.
What's
back
his topic?
About,
yeah, what's his topic?
This week it's about a dead golfer that used to live at. If this man has such a photographic memory of these moments, and when I see the plaque dedicated to him, I always pause for a moment and put my hand on it. Because our connection is I never knew him. He loves death. He loves death more than you do.
Wow. Is he a person of interest in this death?
You cannot refute death. You just can't. Someone died. They can't counter what he says about the man.
Right. Now that I live on Pebble Beach with my brand new home and my new wife and my new family, it's just fascinating to
think of his
very Nancy
lifeless body when I'm in my wine cellar.
And he gave me his Bentley go-kart.
You got it. That's it. Rob just sold me on it. I'm going to do it. I'll bring it in tomorrow. I will select it. And they will all be direct quotes from the Jim Nance Golf Digest column.
Excellent.
Which is so, it's the only time of his life that he gets to go full Nancy. And he kind of likes all the things he has. So it's very, very cool.
Does he ever write this in the column, Mike?
Giant bench had everyone with their arms up in the air.
It's Tony Romo who's working with him, right? Is that who's working with Nance
now? That is the pair.
Tony Romo's pretty cool. He's very different. He's very different, but he's very opinionated and kind of gives Nance a little pushback. I'm not sure whether they're getting along all that well.
That's okay.
They bicker sometimes.
That's
they
good.
Bicker. It's like, because Tony will call the play before the play is given.
Right. Oh, and that's kind of driving Nance crazy.
Doesn't have that skill set. Yeah, he's just calling what happens. Yeah. Right. He's like,
Nance will ask him a question, and Tony Romo will be like, What do you mean by that? What's that question mean?
Well, he's
it's
not,
very cool.
He's
it's kind
not,
of like our show. You
he's
know?
Not
it's
ground great. Him down like Phil Sims yet. He'll get there.
Oh, God. It's great.
Hat GM, cool. I have done a thing like this, what I'm about to play in the past. I have had my friends do this to me, and I've done this to my friends. I've locked them in a car trunk. Just to see what it's like. The spacious. I was proving the spaciousness of my first Caprice's
after,
car trunk.
After you're lifting weights?
After you're lifting weights backstage.
Wait, would you like to give us the friend that you did this to?
Of course it was Brad. All the stories go back to Brad. Okay. But
he locked Brad in the trunk.
And Brad locked me in the trunk. But that's a horse of a different color. Because in California, it looked to be at a sporting goods store when friends locked their friend in a gun safe. Now, it appears that the gun safe, if you make too many attempts to open it too quick, it won't open. So the friend is stuck in the gun safe.
Dude, it won't open.
That's the combination Dude. Pad.
Dude, we've done it so many times, it's locked. Dude, we did it so much times.
Wait, Junior, don't freak out.
Don't Hold freak
up.
Out. Hold on.
Smart
don't freak
people.
Out, bro. It's locked. It
bro.
Locked. Oh my God, dude, you're locked in there.
Dude, bro.
Go call a worker. Dude.
You don't call
wait,
a worker.
Wait, is there like amount of time we have to wait? Okay, Junior, calm down. We're still standing here, but we're going to go call a worker.
A worker.
Yeah, he's in his air pockets. He can. Yeah. He has air.
As of today, he's still in there. No, they actually
and
called 911. Pony, I was joking.
I'm dying over here. That's like giving me a panic attack.
So yeah, because even a big gun safe is not that big. And you would think,
that's
dude. Something that a kid would do. They look to be like 22 years old.
I understand, bro.
That's right, dude.
Parker.
Great rock and roll voice we lost over the weekend. And I didn't realize he was this old. And they also didn't reveal the reason he is dead. We were yet to find that out. Marty Balin, who was one of the founding members of Jefferson Airplane and Starship and sang on their good records. He passed away at age 76. That's his lead vocal.
The high voice.
And you can't, even though he formed Jefferson Starship, you can't blame him for We Built This City. He had nothing to do with that record. So.
Oh, I love that song.
Typical. I like that song.
Yeah. Really?
These songs you're playing right now suck.
Thanks for your support.
I'm just saying.
These do not suck. These are great records. These are all top 20 hits.
Ah.
Na, na, na. It was a Jefferson Airplane crash.
Safe home.
There were no survivors.
Safe home.
Safe home. Kobe Bryant.
We built this city rules.
It does not rule. It's a horrible record.
All right, let's
It might
move
have
on.
Killed top 40.
Okay, thank you.
So for people that are excited to see Kobe Bryant come back to play basketball, and there were rumors that he might consider it, don't hold your breath.
LeBron James is now with the Lakers. Rumors were that you were going to come out of retirement and play with him on the team.
Yeah, I heard that. I actually heard that when I was in Mexico for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
Kobe's training like crazy. I'm saying, boy, I'm sitting back with a margarita. What y'all talking about? Yeah. I don't know what kind of training y'all talking about.
Yeah. That's not true.
No.
No.
God, no. No. Yeah. Never.
No.
Not a chance.
You're done.
Zip zero.
So don't count on that. So that's not
go.
Happening.
Way
and
go,
big
Kobe.
News for all you pot enthusiasts. If you're planning to take an airplane ride, you're going to love this.
Los Angeles International Airport has updated its policy to allow travelers to pack marijuana when flying. And every person who was happy to hear that missed their flight.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Goonhand.
Goonhand him.
Goonhand.
If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. A very happy, happy 16th birthday to Robert the Third.
That boy.
Good boy. And congratulations. And does he have the license? Is he?
No, he's still in the learning permit process.
All right, very good. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying, remember to register and vote, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Giant bitch, everyone with their arms up in the air.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Okay.
Ooh, that's a big goal.